Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I want to tell you the story today of some of my dear friends and fellow missionaries, Peter and Nanita Denisi. And the Denisis have been working in the Philippines for many years. Peter is 80 years old, maybe a little older than that even. I know he's 80. And for many years, they worked in Cebu City, which is a large city there in the Philippines, and alongside their son, Frank. God helped them rear up a fine church there and training people. But then as an older missionary, Brother Peter and his wife, Nanita, had a desire to go somewhere different and start a new work. So let me tell you about that today. They say in their letter, "But thanks be to God, which giveth victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. And Brother Peter says, "Winning souls here in Mindanao, our second mission area, is one of our victories in Christ. It's been over a year now since this mission started, and God has been pouring out His blessings. What a blessed joy." Well, let me just park there a moment and tell you that the island of Mindanao is the southernmost, the large island in the south of the Philippines. Many Muslim people live down there. Some of our great works, missionary Doug Sisson and Bruce Rice, are also serving down on that island, but the Denisis moved down to this brand new place. And now back to their letter, they say, "Rejoice with us for four precious baptized souls. They were excited to be added to the church. Pray for Ruby, Rihanna, Santiago, and Edna that they continue steadfastly in doctrine." So that's the church where you're going now, said a neighbor. Edna, who's 69, replied proudly, "Absolutely." So God's bringing people into their church assembly, and then they've been ministering to couples. The Lord's been dealing with my heart and my wife to minister to our couples by encouraging them to give their hearts to the Lord together for a godly marriage, making a godly home. And we had a couple's special fellowship, food and games and exhortation from the Bible. And I believe that a strong marriage makes a godly family, and godly families make a strong church. Boy, he's certainly right about that. And I don't know how long Peter and Nanita have been married, but I know it's a long time. And most of that time, they've been involved in the Lord's service. And they're from up in Massachusetts originally. He was a postal worker, and God birthed them later in life to go to the mission field. And they went, and they're doing a wonderful job there. Well, they tell us also, we had our first youth fellowship with other Baptist church of like faith here in our mission church. "True love waits" was the theme. Brother Klein, our youth director, preached a powerful message, finding the one true love, which convicted the hearts of our young people. And our young people made a commitment to give their hearts to Jesus and give Him a priority. So there's several prayer requests that the Denisis have. Would you pray, they say, our first missions conference? Brother David Harris, who's our Far East Field Director here at BIMI, will be our main speaker. And then pray for more soul winners and more souls to be saved, and financial provision for the church building, and then spiritual growth of the new believers. Well, this letter has some wonderful pictures, and you can't see them, and this is radio, but I wish you could. And here is this brand new church up on a mountain in the southern island in the Philippines, where not long ago there were no believers, but now there's a church full of people. Pray for the Denisis as they serve Christ.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.